During these days, we are hearing the gospel from chapter 6 of John's gospel, which is the bread of life discourse. Today's gospel is a continuation of that, where Jesus himself says, "I am the bread of life." And then he says, "Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." These words point up to us that Jesus himself is our nourishment, is our life, is our food for eternal life. It's these words that remind me of what the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 55, verse 2, when he asks, "Why spend your wages for what is not bread?" In other words, why do we look for things that do not give life? Why do we spend our energies and our time and our resources on so many things that ultimately are distractions and detours that may take us away from the true, true bread of life that is Jesus? In the Eucharist, we receive Jesus, the bread of life. Just as we need to eat physically to maintain our bodies, we need to receive this spiritual nourishment. We need to be fed by Jesus, the bread of life. And so, as we listen to this gospel today, perhaps it could be a reflection for us to not just receive communion, but to be in communion with Jesus, to live with him at every moment, to feel that hunger for Jesus as the bread of life, to know that all that we receive in the Eucharist, all that God gives us, is so that we may have life and have it in abundance. So let us receive Jesus, the bread of life, and be bread for others, to be life for others, to share what we receive with others. May God bless us.